Over. This is Channel 2 Over. This Sunday, the 4th of July weekend, 5th of July. Now, this is Channel 2 Over. This is Channel 2 Over. And the beginning of Channel 2 Over, getting ready for Miss Daisy's visit this Tuesday morning, the 7th of July, 1970. Tuesday morning, the 7th of July, 1970. And this is Miss Daisy's morning. It's still early, about 9 o'clock, not much after. Faye's getting ready to go down. We got big figs, swollen, that we can pick after a while. This is the beginning of Channel 2 Over. This Tuesday morning, the 7th of July, 1970. We're getting ready for Miss Daisy's. This is her. Tuesday morning, time for her visit.
Yes, I guess I... this is a good, cool place. Right there.
Where's he this morning? Working in his office?
No. Guy's around somewhere. He'll be in, I imagine. Let me give you a little of this.
It's kind of warm this morning.
Yes, but you've been out, especially you've been out doing what you've been doing. What do they call that, Bessie?
Ma'am?
What do they call
it
now?
That food.
Yeah, where do they have to go?
I think they called it commodity or something like that. But I tell you, Miss Myers, as far as I can hear, it's lots of money wasted. Some of them get it, they don't need it, and they don't use it after they get it. I heard a woman live in Gainesville, she was talking about it. They go and get it, and lots of them, they throw it in the garbage can.
Why, Miss Daisy?
That was a woman lived in Gainesville. I didn't know her very well, but I know she said that. I said, oh, what a shame. She said, I told her. When she was telling me, she'd go get it because she can. Because she don't need it. And she threw it in the garbage can. Let the garbage take it off. I said, well, she ought to be put on the chain gang.
Yes.
That's what I said to the woman was telling me. She said, don't you tell nobody that I said nothing about it. I said, but I told her, you ought to be ashamed, he said. There's too many children would be glad to get that which you puts in the garbage can. So that's the way the world goes.
Well, why do people now they go up there to Gainesville and get what all do they can they get?
Well, now I know from Bessie.
Yeah.
That's all I know. They get rice sometimes. They get butter. They get cheese. They get rice. They get meal. And they get flour. Sometimes they get sugar. Well, now, they get that stuff like this. Now, this time, you may get cheese and butter, oatmeal, or rolled wheat. Well, the next time, you won't get that. You get something different from that. Margarine or lard in the can. I can't think of what you call that stuff. But they get that.
Uh-huh.
And it's mild, it's nice. It's nice food, what they get. Well, no, I don't know. What Bessie do with her? I don't hear her and Carolyn eats it all up. Or what she do with it? But it's one thing I do know. I don't see nothing she throwed out.
No, she wouldn't throw any out.
No, sir, I don't see nothing Bessie throw out.
Uh-huh.
And I know she was telling me one time, they was up there and some stuff, they give some of them. Said this one woman told her, you need to give me that, because I don't need it. I don't eat that kind of mess.
Oh.
Right there.
Uh-huh.
So they didn't give it to her.
Uh-huh.
I don't eat that kind of mess.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's not a mess, miss.
It's
no,
good.
That's food.
Yeah.
And I believe it's clean.
Uh-huh.
It sure looks clean.
Uh-huh.
But that's just some folks. They're just that thankful, you see.
Now, you could get it if you went up there.
If I went up there, I could get it. But Miss Miles, there's no need of me going up there. I don't need it. I ain't got but a bit of need for it. I ain't got nobody the most of the time to feed but just my one self.
Uh-huh.
You see, because Ben, he's gone. He don't stay here that much. Well, it don't take that much for me to eat. My goodness, I can buy a loaf of light bread. Well, it'll last just me almost a week.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometime more than a week. I get what I want of it. If it's one slice, I get it and toast that. If it's two, I get it. Well, if I'm going to cook grits, well, I don't need but one slice of bread.
Mm-hmm.
And an egg.
Uh-huh.
That's most of what I eat in the morning. Grits,
uh-huh,
eggs, and bacon.
Uh-huh. Well, you could get it, but there's no use for you to get it.
That's what I said. It's no use for me to get it.
And
let
then
it
you
stay
work.
There for somebody else.
And then you work.
I work. Right. I work enough to feed my oneself. Well, if I'm going to work all day or over in the afternoon,
uh-huh,
well, I eat dinner up there.
Uh-huh.
Well, every morning, I go there. Well, I get me a cup of coffee, and that's enough for me. If I don't want to fix nothing at home, well, I'm sure a cup of coffee up there,
uh-huh,
and a piece of toast. That's all I need. So why would I go up there, Miss Marley, and get a box piled up with groceries? First one thing and then another. I ain't got a child. Well, I don't need it. Let it stay there for somebody else to get it and throw it away and not Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
Several of them been trying to get me to go up there. Tell them I don't have a bit of business up there to that place. I said, I don't have a child. I have nobody but my one self. I said, what would I do with all that food? I said, I couldn't eat it. I said, I'm done got old and I don't eat much. I don't work much and I don't eat much. I said, so I don't need it. I said, it's somebody. Well, some folks get it and they don't use it, but it's their farm and they go there and get it. I said, but it's not there to get and throw away. I said, they put it there for you to eat.
And for those who need it.
For those who need it. I said, I don't need it. I don't need it, Mr. Miles. I'm not going up there to get it because I've got no need for it. And I'm not mean enough to go there and get it and bring it here and throw it out of those to the bird. I'm not that mean. I'll let somebody else do that and not me.
And what'd you say? It was just like, it was the same as stealing.
It's stealing? It's not so stealing. I don't need that stuff. I'll go there and get it. They put it there for them that needs it. That's what it's put there for. Them that needs it. Well, I go there and get it, and I don't need it. I'll bring it in and throw it out. I ain't done nothing but stole from the government. That's what I done.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know it, but I do. I know I stole it, because I know I didn't need it when I got it. Excuse me, Miss Martin.
Well, just because it's free, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
People think
free.
They have to
but
go
But it's
here.
Free. Now, that's the way I feel about it. It's free for them that needs it. It's not free for them that don't need it. But them that don't need it are going to get just as much of it as they can. And lots of them, they just get it. Cause they can. Had we then throw it away.
That's a lot of waste.
It's a lots of waste. But some folks, they just don't. They don't think about nothing but getting. They never think about giving. They don't never have nothing to give. I know lots of folks like that, mm-hmm. Colored folks.
Well, not only them.
They ain't got nothing to give you, no time. But they're always looking for something when they meet you. You ain't got so-and-so. I thought I'd get so-and-so. Say, no, I don't have it. Say, can't get it from me, because I ain't got it. Well, sometimes, Mrs. Miles, I tell a lie. I do have it. But I ain't got it for you.
Well,
you know
why?
Mm-hmm. Donated you so many times. You don't pay back and you don't have nothing to give. So this time I ain't got it.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got it for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it like that. But I'll try it,
mm-hmm.
and see what you is. And when I find out, well, then I can leave it just like that.
Mm-hmm.
You must have had your heat this morning.
Yeah, I had a little, and I just needed a little cool water, but that's good.
It is good.
And
I noticed the other day you brought that. I give him some, about that much. I say, now you don't post to drink much of this.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but you drink this. I said, I'm going to drink this. He looked at it, he said, what would you call that? I says, Gatorade, Miss Myers brought. I says, for energy to build strength and energy and make you feel better. Mm-hmm. I said, now you drink this and then you lay back down there and go to sleep. I said, when you wake up, I hope you'll feel more fresh.
Uh-huh.
So he laid down and he drank and laid down.
Uh-huh.
When he got up, well, then he wanted something to eat.
Uh-huh.
So I fixed him a little, but he don't eat much.
No.
No, he don't.
And he
eat.
Didn't feel good this morning.
Not
either.
At all. He got up. Well, I got up early. Well, I have to do that. I do it every morning.
Oh.
If I don't have to go to work, well, I got some out there in my yard to do. So I do that. My folks, they gone. I guess if they come back, I don't know it. I went by there yesterday morning. I didn't see no sign of nobody.
Oh, they are gone?
Yes, sir. They left Saturday gone. Was a week ago.
Oh.
Saturday morning. Well, they said they'd be gone 8 or 10 days. So I don't know where they're back or not. They went to the Carolina home up there.
Oh, yes.
You
yes.
know they got a
yes.
home up there.
Oh, yes.
Well,
yes.
that's where they went.
Yes.
You know, they's always glad, Miss Maya, to go to that home.
Yes.
Sometimes they go up there and spend weekend, come back.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, I guess school is out, ain't it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, school's out, so I don't know when they'll be back.
Uh-huh.
But she told me this, they would be up there 8 or 10 days, and then we'll come home and stay a few days, and then we'll go back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we see Leslie. She didn't go with them up there this time, nobody but him and her.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, when we come back, then Leslie, she'll go with us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know where they'll go from there, Miss Miles.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But you know, I think it's nice if you work all the season and you got a place to go where you can rest, go ahead home. Rest.
But you don't need to do that. You got a place.
Yes, ma'am. I don't need to do that, and I don't long for it.
No.
No. I'd rather be right there and rest much as I want to, work much as I please.
Because you got your tree there.
Yes. I got my tree. And that old goose, he got so mad with me Saturday.
He did.
He didn't know what to do. You know, Miss Miles, when I wash,
yeah,
I fill up all my tubs,
yeah,
and my pot, and then I have an extra tub there. I still hit up in case if I need a little more water, I can just dip it out that tub. So that tub was there. I wash Friday, and I fill that tub up. So Friday evening, he would just go in that tub, and he would just wash himself, and he'd take his head and put it down up to his neck in that water. He
in your tub?
In that tub. Well, I was through with it. You see, I just hadn't emptied it out. So I stood there in the kitchen door, and I watched myself, and now he is happy in that tub. He'd get out, and he'd shake himself. I'd go back in the house doing a little something in there. I'd come back to the door. He's back in the tub washing. Oh, he'd wash himself on me, kick it. Mountain, he'd rub all over it. I said, that's the best place you had in a long time, I think. So I let it stay there all Friday until Saturday evening, late. So then I went to pour out my wash water. And I went and pulled his water out. Oh, he had washed in there all the morning. So I went and pulled it out. And he come back there just like a person. He'd come to that kitchen door steps, and he'd look in there, and he'd look, and then he'd holler. He'd walk back out there where the rooster's at all the time. No water there. He'd come back there to them kitchen steps, and he would look, and then he'd holler. I just as crazy as he was. I stand there and watch him when I ought to have been waking, watching him. But he'd go back there to the wash place, and he'd walk around there, and he ain't see no water, and he'd just holler. He'd holler. I told him, I said, well, you just may wish to hush. I said, because I done pulled all of your water out and mine too. I said, you ain't got nowhere to wash here. Now, you have to go home and wash. You know, he stood there, that's as good, Miss Mine, and listened at me talking to him. So I shut the kitchen door, and I guess he went home. But he was so dissatisfied.
He poured his bath water out.
Mm-hmm. And he didn't like it a bit. I told him, you got too much of sense to be a firewall. I said, you ought to be human. But he'll listen at you just as good when you be talking to him.
Oh?
He know you talking to him.
Miss Bessie says he's a good watch.
Mm-hmm.
Watch,
fowl.
Goose. Watch fowl.
Yeah, he is. If he see anybody coming, he'll home. Well, now you can get up and look. It's somebody.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. And I don't think she'd take anything for him in Sarge.
She doesn't even mind Sarge barking.
Mm-hmm.
She says he's just barking at cats.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, what about your neighbors? Oh, she said they don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think she was a little lonesome.
Yes.
That's the only way I could ever imagine that she let Boots come.
Uh-huh.
She said she was lonesome.
That's right. Well, but she's thinking nothing like Sergeant and that goose. Oh, yeah. She can be over to the house. And he'll come over there. He'll walk around there. If it's getting late, he'll walk around there from one end of the porch to the other. Every once in a while, he'll holler. You reckon you hear her say, "Well, I reckon I better go put him up. He's getting ready to go up now." I said, "This time of day?" She said, "Oh, yes, and when he starts hollering like that, well, then he wants to go up, he tired." I mean, I said, "Oh, it ain't gonna be long, Miss Mine, before she go put him up. She'll go and throw a little feed in there. But he going on ahead of her.
Yeah.
He's gonna be walking. And he'll go right on out there to that pen where he roosts at."
Uh-huh.
Yeah. She'll go on to the kitchen. I reckon he look back and he don't see her, he'll holler. And then she'd be going out the kitchen with a little some kind of feed, I don't know what. She cat on that, throw it on that pen, he'd go right on in there. She's facing him up. You don't hear no more of him.
Mm-hmm. So he just tells her.
Yeah. He's just smart.
He's not a goose, he's like a human.
That's right. But I told her, I said, "You ought to have another one."
Really? I just missing out on all this in here. Miss Daisy, what is all that you've been doing on your front porch? Maybe you know already.
What are you talking about?
You've been making those sheets.
Making them sheets?
I was telling Guy that you had the sheets, that you did the sheets. Uh-huh. What you do to the sheets.
You ain't got none what in the middle?
I guess we all do have.
Well, my granddaughter, when she was here, she wore them sheets out in the building, throw them away. So I happened to be looking back in there in the closet, and I found them. So I pulled one out and I shook it on. Well, all the mill was wool. Rick, I pulled another out. It's in the same shape. Well, there lay another up there. It's just like, so I just piled them out there. So, oh, well. I said, "She too with you." I said, "But I'll fix you where I can use you a long time." So that's what I was doing.
Well, now that's what I want to know about.
Well, that's what you want to know about?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Well, you see that side, Mr. Miles, that salad side, it just goes up so far on the bed. But the middle of it, you see, you'll wear that out. They just tear that mill out and sew them salads together and hem that outside, what you tore on. You got your good sheet for a while. That's what I was doing. Fixing old sheets where folks done throwed away. I fix them and sleep on them.
I didn't quite get what you did, Miss Daisy.
Huh?
I didn't quite follow what you did to it.
What I said about that?
Yeah.
Well, I just said, you know, this part of the sheet, it goes so far on the bed. Well, that hangs off of the bed. It's still good.
Oh, yeah.
It's old, but
yeah.
It's still good.
Oh, and the sheet is wider than the bed.
The sheet is wider than the bed. Well, when you wear out this part of it, well, you just tear that off. And so these two sides together, this side and that side, together and hem this part, what you tore.
Why, Faye?
And you got your sheet.
Well, I'll declare.
That's the way I do mine. So I found these, what my granddaughter had. She done throw them away. So I found them and I fixed them. I got me three sheets.
She whiz.
Mm-hmm. It'll last me a long, long time. Of course, you see this part, it ain't wool. Ain't nobody slept on it. It ain't wool. So it's good. but the middle of it, you done wore that out. Well, now, you done wore that out. Now, take these two sides and sew them together. Wear them out. Then you'll be ready to sew the sheet away.
Got all the good out of it.
But, you see, these young folks, Mr. Mark, they won't do that. Oh, no. If you get a hole in it, it's gone. Because I ain't going to patch.
No.
You know, I'll find some things in the trash can. What they beat them, throw it away. Well, I'll pick them up. She can see, well, what is this? Well, if it's anything I can put together, I'll put it together. I wash it, and I carry it home. When I wash, it goes in with my clothes. They don't never even pay enough attention to miss it.
Throw it away.
So like I was out there this morning trimming up my cedar tree.
Well, you ought to see that.
Me and Ben, he was there in the house. Well, I was out there before he ever started to eat his breakfast. So I had a little cedar tree. It ain't big enough. I was there sewing on it. And one boss bit me. He just flew out and bit me. I couldn't find the nest. I couldn't see where it come from. So I went in the house and got me some paper and match. I come back out there and I lit that paper. I ain't know where the wasp nest was. So I just eased it up through the limbs with a big blaze. When that smoking blaze got up there, I could find them. They commenced to come. I didn't see but one come out. I think I went up. Every one was on the nest. And one come out. But he didn't stop there. He went on somewhere. Then I eased the limb on. You know it was a nest that big.
Yeah.
Up there in that tree.
Yeah.
But I pointed up. If there's any little ones there, they die. So when I got them all out, I took my saw and raked the nest down and put it down there on the ground. I didn't see nothing. Finished my tree. So he was sitting there on the porch. He said, "You find some wasps?" I said, "Mm-hmm." He said, "Could I help you with them?" I said, "Mm-mm." I said, "I'll do it myself." I said, "You lay on down there and rest yourself. I'll take care of him. If he wasn't there, I'd do it. If I get him up and he rested to help." Mm-hmm. My goodness, I needed him and I couldn't find the nest. You find it and kill him. Now I done find the nest and done burnt it up. It ain't nothing for you to do. You don't feel like sawing, you see. So, I've got my tree sewed up nice. Miss Miles said it looks nice.
It does.
I couldn't see out to the road,
yeah.
Mr. Miles. So I cut some of them limbs off where I could see out to the road.
Well, you were lucky in a way, just getting stuck once.
Sir?
You were lucky in a way, just having one wasp get you.
Oh, yeah. Well, one bites me near about any time. But it be in a different tree. Now, when I was working on this big tree, one bit me right there. So then I left it till the next morning. I didn't hunt the nest because I was kind of tired already. So I left it till the next morning. Next morning, I was going to finish it. So I went out there and I looked and I couldn't see. So then when he bit me, he left. I said, "I know one here somewhere." I got my paper and my matches and everything had there. And when I found it, you see, I was going to light my paper and point it up. And it was right down there on the first limb on the tree. So I lit my, struck my match, and lit my paper, and eased it up under there when it got a good blaze. Then I eat it under there. I went that and down on the ground. It fell on the ground. And I didn't see but one wasp leaving. But it was a little bitty nest.
Yeah.
And it was fine. Then I finished my tree.
Now, you don't wear your short sleeves out there when you're working in
I did have more, Mr. Miles, and had no business doing it.
Yeah, you know better than that.
And it's so. And I had them on this morning. I was out there when that bit me.
What do you do when you get a bite?
Yeah.
What do you do when you get a bite?
Well, I've got some linen there. But if I don't think about linen, I get me some kerosene and just wash with that.
Yeah.
Okay. But do you know it was something bit me yesterday? And I don't know what in the world that was. I didn't see him. But it was some kind of bee or fly or something. He was just flying around. I hit at him like that. And I knocked the thing down in my bosom. And he bit me. And that place still leeches. So I got up and got me some liniment and rubbed on it. And it kind of quit. It didn't go very long. It just kind of stung a little bit. I ain't never seen that thing. I don't know what in the world that was. It kept a burning thing. So I went in the room and I stripped. I pulled off everything and shook it. And I ain't seen nothing yet. I don't know what it was. So I told Bessie he must have bitten me and left.
Mm-hmm.
I said, of course, I couldn't find him. Now, he never seen him. I don't know what it was.
Those yellow flies really hurt me.
Yeah, they hurts me, too. Mm-hmm. So that's what Bessie said. Said it must have been a yellow fly. I said, no, it don't feel like a yellow fly.
Mm-hmm.
You know it
feel like
fly.
A bee or something. Mm-hmm. Stomach. And then, you know, I couldn't see. But, you know, they leaves a little stingle or something. Feel kind of like a sand spur. Well, I felt that thing, and I couldn't see it, you know. But I just keep a scratching, trying to pick it up, so I don't feel the thing this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't felt it. But I say, I must have done the stinger like the thing done me. I must have dug it out and didn't see. That's of course, I don't feel it. But I don't know what it was. But it didn't hurt me bad. It just kind of stung, you know, kind of bad. I don't know what it was. Bessie said, what? I said, I don't know what it looked like. I said, of course, I ain't seen it.
Now, your mama used to use, was kerosene what? No. Mm-hmm. Turpentine was her remedy.
Oh, turpentine was her remedy. Yeah. Turpentine and castor oil. I don't take it today. No, I don't fool with it. Today, my mom gave me so much of that stuff. Till I promise God and myself, if I ever live to get grown, I won't take another dose. But I just don't fool it. And that was her remedy till she died. My mama didn't go to no doctor much. You know what she would do? Her medicine, she'd fix it up by the quart. She'd get her a box of fizzed salt, put it in a quart of water, 2 teaspoons full of turpentine in that thing, and shake it up. She'd take her swallow that every morning. That was her medicine. She'd take that every morning. Well, she got the feeling too bad. She'd take a dose of castor oil. If she had a cold or something like that, take a dose of castor oil. And it'd make my flesh crawl every time I looked at her swallowing it.
But she just took it down, didn't think
yes,
a thing about it.
Just pour it in a spoon, what I'm talking about, a tablespoon, and swallow it down, never frown or nothing.
Just like that castor oil.
Then when I would have a cold sometimes. Well, Daisy, you ought to take your dose to cast off. I said, no more, thank you, Mama. I said, I think I'll do something else. Nothing helps like cast off. The old remedies Beats these new ones all to pieces. I say, yes, son, I know that. I don't take that stuff.
Now, what was that tonic she took of morning? She put a... What'd she put in there?
She would get her a box of visit salt. Yeah, you know, a box like that. She'd pour it in a quart of water. That salt and that two teaspoons of turpentine, that would fill that bottle. And she'd shake all that mess up together. And when it dissolves and stuff, she'd take her swallow that every morning.
Salt.
Vivid salt.
Vivid salt.
Yeah,
I see.
Vivid salt. And she'd take her swallow that every morning.
Yeah.
She never went to no doctor.
Well?
And she had good health. My mama worked. She done something until she died. She worked. She'd so when she got where she couldn't work in the field, but she'd stay home. She'd patch. She loved it to patch. And so she didn't learn to crochet or nothing like that, or tad like that. But she'd patch for you.
Yeah.
Piece quilts for you. She'd do things like that.
Well, now, how long have you been knowing about this fixing up sheets that wore out in the middle?
These sheets and things, I used to see my mama do it. And I didn't forget it. I used to see her do that. So I still remember that was a good remedy. But these young folks, they won't do it. You can't learn them to do things like that.
Did they ever watch you? Come over there. Do they ever come over there and watch you and ask you what you're doing?
Who that? Them children?
Yeah.
No. They don't care what I'm doing.
Yeah.
They ain't got time to try to see what I'm doing. If they happen to come up there and I'm doing something like that,
yeah.
Well, Mama, what did you do? I said, I'm making me a sheet. Well, you get cloth to make a sheet out.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I already had it. wore those sheet out in the middle, so now I'm going to make a new one out of it by sewing the sides together. I wouldn't do that. That's too much trouble. It's not good for the time for us. It is for me. Because I ain't got nothing else to do, and it'd be good for me.
You can do that while you're not doing anything.
Ain't doing nothing. Well, then, if I don't sleep on but one night, it paid for me for what I done, but I wasn't doing nothing else. You know, folks don't count things enough valuable. They don't see nothing but a dollar most of the time. Now,
if
they don't see where they can make a dollar, they don't see nothing.
No.
But there's lots of things mean more to me than a dollar. Now, you see, just like Ben come home, well, he don't have nobody to patch for him and mend his clothes down there and fix them, iron them and fold them and put them away where he can get them when he get ready. I ain't gonna get nothing out of that, but I enjoy doing it. I ain't looking for nothing. I ain't looking for no dollar for that. But I'll fix them. Course he can't fix them, and he's too stingy to pay anybody to fix them. He's just as stingy as he is black.
Well, I didn't know that.
Huh? Well, I'm telling you, then I'm saying I'm about it. He is. He's just as stingy as he is black, Mr. Mark. He wouldn't spend a nickel for nothing unless he thought he had it to do for nothing in the world. Oh, you know, sometime if you happen to go to the store, I said, bring me so-and-so back. Oh, Daisy, you don't need that. I said, you have to get things when you don't need it, Ben, so you have it when you do need it. Well, you ain't got to never need that. I said, okay. I said, don't get it. When I go, I'll get it. That's right there. Because he ain't going to get it. He ain't gonna get it. If I get it, I'm sure gonna buy it myself.
Well, where did I get the idea Granddaddy was just free with his money?
Well, take it back. You take it back. And you know I don't bother him. Because I know him. You know, we've been married over 50 years.
Yeah.
And you know I ought to know him.
And he hadn't changed. He's always been that way.
No. He ain't always been like that. When he was younger, he wasn't like that.
Oh.
Now, you see, before the children was born, before we had any children, why, he just a free, why, he was the one to go to the store and buy groceries. Well, I'd give him a list for what I want. He'd go get it. But since he got old, he don't want to buy nothing. As I tell him, I said, well, I'm not going to fuss about it. I say, you know, it's old word, old sin, but it's a true one. Time brings about a change.
Yeah.
And everything. I say, now he is not like he was when he was younger. I say, now when y'all was coming along, I say, I didn't ask him for nothing, what he wouldn't get. I said, but y'all done got you and done got grown. I said, I don't know what he's thinking now. Maybe he's thinking y'all ought to get it. I don't know. That's what he had to tell his children, though. I said, but one thing about it, I said, I knowed him when he was. I said, I know him now when he ain't. I said, he was mine when he was. I said, now he ain't, he mine right on. I said, don't worry about him. Uh-huh. Don't worry about him. I said, sometimes I ask him for some money. I said, he'd get to me. Uh-huh. I said, sometimes he ain't ready. I said, but I'm willing to wait. It's his money. I said, I'm willing to wait till he take notion to get to me. They have the biggest joke off of me. They say, yes, if he don't get to you, if he don't never get ready to get you none, you willing to wait? I said, that's for sure.
He's son. Still your Ben.
He's still mine. Said, that's for sure. Oh, they had it. What's the last time they just saying something? Elizabeth may be saying something. Well, Granddad is saying something. Daughter, said, don't say nothing about him. Say, if you don't want to fight, Mama, don't say nothing about him. Elizabeth said, I ain't saying no harm about the man. No, I said, you better not.
Well, Granddaddy always so such a dresser, you know, when he goes out anywhere, even hot weather, he just dresses up and he wears that hat.
Yes, he used to. He used to. But he don't care nothing about himself now and nobody else. We can't hardly get him to go to church. We tried to get him to go Sunday. He wouldn't go. Plenty of times we tried to get him to go to church. Well, sometimes we go off somewhere, you know, to church. Well, I said, Ben, we're going to such and such a place Sunday, going to Gansville or going to Rochelle or such and such a place. I said, don't you want to go? I don't care nothing about it. I said, you want to get away from this house sometime and see somebody, meet folks, and get some fresh air about it blowing down through these trees on you, I said, you'd feel better. He said, maybe so. But he ain't gonna go. He won't go nowhere.
Well, you just gotta wait till the, what you say, till
the... Then he take a notion and go here.
Take a notion.
Yeah. He love folk mind better than he do anything in this world.
Oh, he does.
He feels brighter, and he look brighter if somebody come in and says, somebody, folk, mind, or someone on the road. Well, he'll kind of brighten up then. But nothing else don't interest him at all.
Is that right?
That's the truth, Miss Ma. I want to tell a story. He's saying something about folk, mind, or I say, you'd rather be in Fort Myers doing the best you can and to be here living and resting, wouldn't you? You know, he had sort of confused me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I talk to him like that, I'm not so happy.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be kind of tired of that stuff he'd be treasuring, and it ain't going to do him a bit of good in the world. That ain't going to do him no good. He work all he can, but one day he ain't going to be able to work that much.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. You look how thin he be when he come home. No good, no energy, whatever, when he comes home. He done stayed down there, half fed himself. You know he cooking for himself. He don't eat like he should.
Mm-hmm.
No, he don't eat like he ought. Catch the bus 5 o'clock in the morning. Well, he get home, it's after dark. Sometime he cook, sometime he don't. Now that's what he told me. I asked him one time, I said, well, Ben, I said, when do you fix your lunch? At night when you come in? He said, sometime I don't fix none.
Mm-hmm.
Say, if I fix any lunch, he'll be at night.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, Ben, what do you do when you don't fix yourself no lunch? He said, I'll go by the store, get me a box of sardines, box of crackers, or something like that. I said, Ben, I said, you know good and well that's nothing for you to work on. I said, a box of crackers and a box of sardines. I said, that ain't nothing but just a tween meal snack.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's nothing for you to work on all day long and then come home and ain't gonna fix you no lunch if you don't feel it. I say, you don't feel like it, so you ain't gonna never feel like it. I said, that just makes him weaker. Well, you know, and I do too, when he come home, every time he come home, he's just as thin as anybody can get.
I know it.
So you know he don't have it. Well, when he here, I cook. Well, I tries to cook what I think he would eat. Moist, you see. Sometime I make soup. Sometime I stew some beef. Now in the morning I cook grits and bacon and eggs and make coffee. Now yesterday morning he didn't eat nothing. He eat a little bit of egg. He never touched the grits at all. He didn't drink no coffee. Well, yesterday evening, I had some spare ribs there. I warmed some peas, and I had some rice. And I told him, I said, Ben, you can eat when you get ready. It was about 4 o'clock. He sat there till 6. He didn't feel like getting up to go get it. Now, that's what I said. He didn't feel like it. I told him it was ready at 4. But he sat there till 6 o'clock. It hadn't got cold again. But I didn't want it. Because he should have got up and eat it when I told him. After I go to work, after I quit work and go to work and fix him something to eat and tell him it's ready, I think he ought to brace up and get energy enough to come eat it while it's warm. So I didn't bother it no more. When he got ready, he eat it.
Well, did he eat?
Yeah, he got up about 5:30, 6 o'clock. He was just sitting right there in the chair, Mr. Ma. Wasn't hardly that far from the table.
Just a step or two.
Just sitting there looking down. So I got him back to work. I knew y'all, he got ready. No, I was sewing on something. I went on the porch and went on back to my work. After 5, I heard him get up and go Because I heard him walking, so I peeked around to see what was. He hadn't been long. Eat his breakfast when you come by. The coffee done got cold. I done drank mine so long ago and went away. But you see, I don't bother him. I let him do what his mind tell him to do.
Mm-hmm.
If your mind don't tell you to do nothing, I ain't got nothing to tell you till I get your meal ready. And I get some tea ready. Then you can eat when you get ready. But to do some work or do something like that, I don't tell him.
What do you eat for breakfast?
This morning. Bacon, eggs, and bread and coffee.
Did he eat some of all of that? All of it?
Yes.
Well, that's all right.
All that this morning.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, good.
Because he waked up sick in the night, he said.
Yeah.
He was sick in the night, he said.
Yeah.
He felt bad in the night.
That's what he said. He
mm-hmm.
was sick. Well, I heard him coughing a little while. That was about 4 o'clock this morning.
You know, they tell me, now this is when I was in the Army, a lot of times, you know, you'd have plenty of food, but you couldn't chew it. It was tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just something wasn't any good. And you'd get so, you'd look at it and eat a piece of bread or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd get so you didn't want much.
That's
you didn't,
right.
You got so you didn't eat much, and then you sort of got so you didn't want much.
That's right. That's
you
right.
can sort of wean yourself off of food, even though when you're working.
Anything.
Yes, that's what they used to. I used to see that going on.
Uh-huh.
I'll bet Granddaddy does that.
Well, I reckon so. He'd wean himself off because he's too lazy to cook it.
Sure.
Down there. So he's about to wean himself off of food. But he better try to go back to nursing it again.
Now he's got some teeth.
Yes.
Yeah, I noticed. Uh-huh. Does he enjoy just sort of counting his money or looking or thinking about how much money he's got?
Yes, I think he enjoys that, Miss Mike.
Uh-huh.
I think he enjoys.
Some people who save money are
mm-hmm.
proud to sort of count it every once in a while.
Oh, well. I think he counts his or look at it once, about twice a day.
Oh, yeah.
Between 12 o'clock, well, when he get up.
Yeah.
Well, now I have been out and not come back. And he was down to 70 counting money. Well, I ain't saying nothing to him. Of course, you see, when he hear me working, well, then he gonna cover it up.
I see.
He gonna break it together. Then I have looked in his room at night, and he would be counting money
uh-huh.
there on his bed.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't say nothing to him. No, I don't say a word to him. But you know, I think that's a bad habit. I do. If you got to count your money twice a day, I think you ought to go somewhere besides on the front porch or besides in your bedroom. Okay. You know what little money I have. And I get it. I can count it then. I don't have to count it no more. Because me go. No, I don't have to count it no more. But I think he counts his money twice a day. Well, I think that's wrong. If you count your money today, if you think you ain't gonna remember what you had, you ought to put it on a little piece of paper and put it on top of your money. I guess you fold it back when you get through counting. I guess you rolled up, or when you get it rolled up, lay that little piece of paper on there, how much you had. Well, tonight, when you get ready to count it, you find that little piece of paper there. That's, that's it, right there. Well, you won't have to worry about it. Just rolled it on up and suddenly put it where you had it.
You suppose he enjoys counting?
Well, I think he do. He counts it twice a day. But I think you ought to try to get something else on your mind besides your money, what you done worked for and done made it, and you done kinded and kinded and kinded. I think you ought to forget about that until you need some of it. Try to find something else to do so you can forget about your money. Because you keep fooling around with that stuff for thing, you know, you'd be crazy as a bat. You won't have a bit of sense. But then, when you go crazy, you sure going away from Daisy. Well, they ain't gonna wrestle with you. Ain't gonna fight with you.
Well, I'm always afraid to count mine. I'm afraid I won't have as much as I thought I had. I'm just afraid to look, Miss Daisy.
That's right. Well, you see, just like I say, when I get mine, I count.
Yeah.
Well, then I put it away somewhere. Well, now it's going to stay there till I get ready for some more of it. And then I know what I left. When I skip some from there, I know what I left that time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to count that stuff every day, 3 or 4 times a day. But you see, I've got something else to do.
That's it. You've got something else to do.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you see, I done counted that, and I'm through with that. Well, now I got something else to do. And when I get ready for some more of it, well, then I'll get some more. I know what I'll get. I'm not going to fool with that stuff.
Hey, we got a, I saw some big fat figs out there.
Yeah.
We'll get some of that. Miss
Daisy. Out there spoiling. This morning, I saw Mr. Tree and hit my finger. And kind of skinned it a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got one of them cutters like that.
One of them little pruning saws.
Yeah.
That's what I had.
Well, there's not a saw. This is a...
But she was sawing real limbs off of a tree,
yeah.
Dad.
Oh,
you ought to
see,
the limbs she saw.
Oh, I see.
I've got some figs in the refrigerator that might be nice. They ought to be used.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh.
And they are cool. That's
yeah.
Let me tell you. You're talking about your tree and Napoleon's tree, Miss Lady. Some people don't like them trees.
What tree?
Like your tree down there.
Come on, cedar tree?
No.
No, Napoleon's tree.
Oh, well, I like trees.
Well, the Napoleon's tree does wild mulberry.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, I got one back there.
That's Napoleon's tree.
Uh-huh. Where I wash it.
Yeah.
See, I got one of them things.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't take nothing for it. I put it back there where I could wash all day long if I want to. Shade stays there, and the roots is all under my house, clean on the front side, all over that place up there.
Why, Miss Daisy?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Bessie come over there and got her one. I said, well, I think if you'd have waited a little while, I said, you'd have had one to come up from the roots. I said, the roots of this thing is clean across that road out there. But you see, I dig them up when I can, cut them off what I can. Arthur Kemp told me when I was putting that tree there, that you putting that thing there, I wouldn't have one of them things on my place. I said, I will. He said, that thing is going to cover up your place. I said, it won't cover up mine. I said, because I'm not going to let it. He said, all right, I'll see. I said, watch. So when they start coming up, sometime I dig and take the axe and cut the roots in two. Sometime I got a old big hoe, if I come across a little root, like I take that big hoe and cut in two. That keep them down for a while. But they gonna come back. Them things will grow. Dosh got one. I told her, I said, well, your roots and mine is gonna meet. I said, but one thing, we ain't got to let them hide us. She said, no.
So you just cut the babies down when they
yes,
come up?
Yes, ma'am. When they comes up, I cut them down so they won't get bigger tomorrow.
Well, that's what Arthur was talking about, I guess.
That's the kind you was talking about.
Yeah.
I got one of them things. I got from Darcy's winter spot like that.
Yeah.
And you see how it's grow. And somebody said, well, is this tree jamming? I said, well, nothing here. When I come in. They say, well, it's hard to believe. I said, well, don't believe it if it hurts you. I said, but it was nothing here when I come in. I said, everything you see here, I brought it here, and that I didn't bring here, I got it since I've been here.
You have to have that little street there in front of your door?
Sir?
You have to have that little street, driveway there?
Yeah, I think I need that.
Well, that saves you from walking way up on the road, don't it?
That's right.
Yeah, you don't mind that.
You put some grass out there, though.
Yes, I'm putting grass, trying to get some grass to grow there. Where it looked like it's hard to matter to get to grow there.
Yeah.
Because cars drive over it.
That's right.
Get Miss I didn't see you. Yes, I did. You sat on the 4th of July. You were sitting there on your porch, weren't you?
When?
On the 4th of July.
Yes, sir. That's where I was.
You didn't run off anywhere.
No. I don't get far from my house on them days. No, so I was right there.
Miss Bessie didn't go off anywhere.
No. She'd been to the store this morning, I think, but she's back.
Oh, yeah. She don't go very often.
Mm-mm. She go mostly when she has to.
And she lays in a right smart when she goes.
Yes, she haven't been feeling good, she said, for about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
She said she didn't feel good.
Well, I thought that day she'd come back from the doctor. Oh, she looked right peppy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right peppy, like she had, he'd give her something to help her. But then the next morning, she looked a little droopy again.
It wasn't so well.
No.
Well, I don't know. But it don't look like to me it helps them much to go to the doctor. Of course, it helps them.
Doctor.
Course, they feel like they ought to go.
You remember the days of sneezing around here this morning, Trey?
Well, I don't know. Looks like we're sneezing a little bit, doesn't it? Daisy, here's some. I don't know whether y'all like these or not. I think you ought to wash them good. They've been sealed, but they may be. I noticed there's
all right.
There's a little bug in there. But you wash them good.
Mm-hmm.
Now these are those that they've been flavored with ham.
Mm-hmm.
Incense. These are called ham beans,
uh-huh.
And they're so good for you. Because they don't have a lot of grease and stuff in them.
That's right.
This is a special kind. And you cook them just like you always do. Just soak them and then cook them. But you wash them off good because I noticed that there may be a... That seems like a little spot in there. But they're all right. They're sealed.
Oh, sure it is.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll go home.
Cook them and see. And these are cold. Yeah. Now they may. Yeah, these are real cold and they're good.
There ain't a thing wrong.
Yeah.
With them.
They've been in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, I'll get to my house and get my beans washed. And I'll put them on.
Yeah, I think you'll like those.
You know, I love any kind of beans or any kind of pea or anything. I do love them.
Do you have to go that way, guy? Okay. Guy said he'd take you.
He'd go that way?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we had our little rest now.
That's right. So we'll go back and
just enjoy it. We look forward.